2013 is speeding to a close, and a few of our listeners are really feeling it. Those few who made creative New Year's resolutions that we are monitoring. By the end of the year, Michael Relland is going to play a cello recital. Charlie Kapp is going to finish his graphic novel. And Linda Brewer in Tucson will have written a short story every month of the year. She's done a great job of meeting her deadline so far, all while working her regular 9-to-5 job. Linda usually thinks of story ideas while she's running through the park across the street from her house. So we paid a visit on one of those runs and tried to keep up.
When I'm running, I can't say I really think about it, but I just sort of mull it over and then I get some ideas. I always get some ideas. Maybe it's just the rhythm of forward movement, but usually by the time I'm done, I come back and I can scribble a couple post-it notes. And then I get to work. Okay, that's pretty good. It's pretty good for September 30th. When I first came here from the Pacific Northwest, I found this landscape extremely bleak. And every person I talked to said, the desert has a beauty all its own. And I would always think, that's hogwash. But I like the phrase, and I think that it might work with the plot of my story. The desert has a beauty all its own. Red kings and black queens bounced across the road in front of the bus. Roger cried, "Look out!" But it was only a hallucination, and the driver didn't seem to have heard him. This other picture is my inspiration. This is a newspaper picture taken 2 days after Hurricane Katrina, and it shows an evacuation center in a gym or someplace like that with all these people on cots. And the reason I love this picture is that there's a teenage girl sitting over here on her cot, and she is writing. And I think, if that girl could sit there amid all this chaos and write down her thoughts, then I can do that in my tame little life that, you know, didn't get blown away by a hurricane. When the bus reached Main Street, he pulled the cord and got off at the corner. A hot wind was blowing, and he remembered that in Tucson, a breeze could be hotter than still air. He cut across a vacant lot that had had a garage on it 3 years ago. He remembered cream-colored brick with faded blue trim, sounds of work coming from inside. Romero's it had been. Now there was nothing but an acre of dust with a few dry weeds around the edges, not even a stray tire left behind. He turned right onto Hirasol Street, all 3 blocks of it, and there was his parents' house. A couple stood on the sidewalk in front of the gate, 2 people casting 1 shifting shadow. A rooster crowed nearby in spite of the growing darkness. Roger suddenly wondered if his father had moved without letting him know. He walked up to the couple and said, "Do the Forbeses still live here?" I told somebody I'd rather slit my throat than miss that deadline. It's just, you make the resolution and you say it in public, you've just got to do it. There's no getting out of it.
You can read Linda's latest story, The Desert Has a Beauty All Its Own, at studio360.org, where you'll find all the other stories she's written this year, plus updates from our other creative resolution makers. Feel free to leave a comment, support, advice, whatever you want.